As 2011 draws to a close, city planners are among those who are reflecting on the year and looking ahead to the next. As Robert Rappaport tells us, some of that reflection could shape the future, as Tucson tries to rebound from both a housing bust and a recession.
Tucson and the city's outskirts were riding high on growth several years ago, and development was following suit to meet the demands of the new residents. But those glory days are gone for the time being, as the region suffers, like many cities in the Southwest and other parts of the United States. Does that mean we did something wrong? Well, experts say not really, even though hindsight offers a look at some of the deficiencies of an economic model based on unsustainable growth. Carrie Sylvan is a Tucson attorney who specializes in zoning and land use and also serves as the chair of the group Imagine Greater Tucson, a community effort aimed at protecting and enhancing the quality of life in the region.
I'm not sure we've done anything wrong. We've done what worked back at the time that it worked. What's happened is the entire Southwest region and the West in general has predominantly the economy has been based on growth. And growth tends to go in the areas that are the path of least resistance, where land is cheaper, where you can build cheaper. And what's happening right now is we're sitting back and reflecting on the things that that kind of a growth pattern, the consequences of that kind of a growth pattern.
Sylvan says some of those consequences are the loss of open space, long commutes, and infrastructure costs that don't pay for themselves. She says the Tucson area simply is falling behind, and now is a good time to reassess what we want the community to be in the future, and that includes regional cooperation during what she calls the pause in growth. Sylvan says sprawl in itself is not always bad as a community grows, but the long-term aspects of it can be tenuous. Case in point, baby boomers.
They can't age in place on a one-acre piece of property where they can't, it's hard to get to, they can't access medical care, they can't walk to the nearest store. We also have young people that are growing up in an unprecedented economic downturn, and in talking to a lot of the University of Arizona students and youth, the question of, well, do I have to live somewhere where I have to take on the expense of owning a car? Is there an opportunity for me to live places where I maybe don't have to do that?
David Welsh is the Executive Vice President of Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities, or TREO. He says Arizona has had a long reliance on growth and in-migration, but the trends are changing, and he says the community needs to be more diversified to better compete with other cities.
Arizona, from 1950 to 2005, you know, led the country in job growth, in prosperity. But where we lacked was that we led the country in job growth, but we, in essence, grew ourselves almost into poverty because we were adding jobs that were not sustainable. They weren't based on these primary industries. And when you do that, then you have a setback that's targeted at the very sector that you're reliant on, home building, then you suffer disproportionately in a recession like this, like we've been doing. And that's what's played out for places that have relied on this, Las Vegas, Southern Nevada, Arizona, parts of, you know, certainly parts of California, Florida.
Welsh says Tucson is at a crossroads.
Do we have to decide that we're going to compete and get our economy to a point where it has these components that can help us weather future upswings and downswings in the economy? And that's based on our assets. That's based on our where we have strategic advantages over others. And we have those. For instance, you know, in the solar industry, we have certain things that other regions of the world might not have.
Welsh says it's all a talent game when it comes to charting the future of cities like Tucson. He says the components of that include education, effective government, a sustainable infrastructure, and a good attitude toward business, culture, and the arts. John Shepard, senior advisor at the Tucson-based Sonoran Institute, serves on the Solar Task Force at TREO and also is a board member of Imagine Greater Tucson. He says the Tucson community needs to focus on a couple of things as it decides what to do after the recession.
And one is planning at a very different scale than we did before. And that means planning at a multi-regional scale here in eastern Pima County, bringing together all the jurisdictions, having them agree on a vision for future growth, that is, you know, where we grow and how we grow, and agree on a set of policies that all the jurisdictions can adopt and pursue on sort of an equal footing. So scale is going to be key in terms of how we do things differently. The other issue is investment. And that is, how do we invest in infrastructure, in public services, schools, how we invest in protecting our open space and our natural resources.
Shepherd also says Tucson and Phoenix need to work together in charting the state's future. Everyone interviewed for this piece says Phoenix should not be viewed as a competitor to Tucson, but more as a partner, since the communities have different things to offer. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Robert Rappaport.